Hi, this is Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the World Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Have you ever heard someone quote John 3:16? You probably know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But have you heard the rest of the quote? It continues. Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God." I remember how my heart moved when I found out that God loves me. That the love that people speak about, that God is love, and that love was aimed to me. And not before I gave my heart to God, but right in the thick of it. Right when I was stepping in that thing and it wasn't mud. Right when I was lying and cheating and just doing everything that I did, God loved me. And I'm here to tell you that God loves you. I want you to think about this for a moment. What if the Bible is true? That God so loved the world that he actually gave his only begotten Son. What if Jesus was born to die because he loved you? Wouldn't that change your day if that were true? Wouldn't that cause you just to think about what kind of love is that? Who would love a person so much that they would willingly give their life up in a horrific manner for love? You know, when I think about it with sober thoughts, I get humbled because I realize that God is bigger than I know and greater than I could appreciate. God loves you. He loves you. And he wants you to know this, that he sent his Son Jesus, and he sent his word, that you can know him as God and love him as Father. He understands your struggles and your pains, and you can't fool him by hiding your sin or dulling it up or trying to drink it away. He sees it all. The love that he has for you, though, is so profound and so authentic that he says, "Come just the way you are." The Bible says it like this: "The whosoever will come." I love that. Because you and I are the whosoever. But here's the thing that you need to understand. And that's why we thank God for the blood. That he loves us so much that he will accept us right where we are and how we are. But his love is so profound that he won't keep us that way. And I can give an analogy or you know, what if you had a son or a daughter and they were outside playing in the mud, they got really dirty, and they came in, you just finished sweeping and mopping the floor, and they came in, they're all dirty, and you know they need to have a bath, and you got to take their clothes off. There wouldn't be a question if you love them. Of course you love them, but you got to deal with the issues. You came in, the floor is clean, now it's dirty. Now we got to take some more time, and I got to change you and bathe you, but it's not a question if you love them. It's a question that I got to clean you up and I got to teach you a better way. Don't dance in the mud. Don't play in the mud. And if you are going to play in the mud, you can't bring it in the house. Prepare me so I can make proper preparation. Well, you know where I'm going with that. God loves you. And I'm speaking about the God of the Bible. The God of Genesis 1, verse 1, all the way through and including Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, and all in between. See, I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, the authentic Word of God. I don't believe that it's been compromised. That means the accounts are real. And I take His Word by faith. And I apply His Word into my life. Because that Word was placed there for both you and I, was placed out of love. Understand what verse 17 says, for God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, that's Jesus, might be saved. Salvation should be the number one goal for all of us, being saved from our sin. And if you're listening to me and you are not saved from your sin, it's not too late. I tell my church that all my stories are true. Here's a quick story. Just before I got saved, there was a void in my heart, and I was trying to fill that void with the nouns of this world, with persons, places, and things, but none of those nouns could fill that God-side void in my heart. It wasn't until someone boldly told me that my life and my lifestyle and my choices were not going to end up well. That there was a heaven and then there was a hell. And I was heading on that road that was broad, that was leading to destruction. It froze me because not a lot of people spoke about those things. Definitely didn't speak to me straight like that. But I realize now that was God trying to get my attention, just like I believe God is trying to get your attention now. So I started going to church that my friend went to, and I would listen. When people were literally swinging from the chandeliers and hooping and hollering, I was listening because I said to myself, if this preacher is speaking the word, I should be able to open up my Bible and see what he's saying. And I did that maybe about a year or so. And one day, God spoke to me. And he showed me that I wasn't right with him. It was good that I was coming. It was good that I was listening. But I had to give him my life. He had to be the Lord of all aspects of my life. And I didn't even make that decision then. You know, I had to think about it because I wanted to make sure that if I gave God my heart, if I gave him my life, would I be able to maintain that. You know what I mean? I just wanted to make sure that I was right. And right now, as you're listening, are you right with God? Is he Lord of your life? I'm not asking if you know him. I'm not even asking if you know how to quote scriptures. But do you know God as your Lord and personal Savior? If you do not know him, my goodness, please, take this time and understand what his word says. We find in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, it says this, that in order to be saved, there's a process. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's simple. If you will speak, if you will declare right where you are that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if you will believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, see, those are the two pieces. Yeah, you will hear some people say that I believe that Jesus is Lord, but I don't really believe that God raised him from the dead because that's impossible. But no, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, the head of everything, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It is the number one prayer that I'm praying for you now, that God would not only convict you, but he would convince you that you would say that. And this is how the process worked. The 10th verse, and this is Romans 9 and 10, it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's that simple, and it will change your life. It is my prayer that your eyes would be forever open and that your heart would be forever changed, that you would understand that God loves you. He really loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his only begotten son to this world that you and I would have an opportunity to know that love for all eternity. I don't know what it's going to be like spending an eternity in heaven with God. It's going to be wonderful knowing that I'm there with him and love is all around me. Never no pain, never no sorrow, never no suffering. Ah, he's a good God. Please, know that God loves you. Know that he loves you. I pray that you would love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. I pray that your eyes would be forever open and that your heart would be forever changed. Hey, God bless you. Bye for now.